pass comes in from Marcelo. Knotted down in front, controlled by Jesus. Running on to it, it's Coutinho!
Chicharito dropped it back. Give and go. Chicharito from Guardado. Here he comes. Hernandez leads it. Lozano coming, looking, shooting. Lozano! Goal! Mexico leads!
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the gorgeous Gale in Rice Village, this is Soccer Matters, on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. Here's Glenn Davis.
Dolich can't look. He sends it through! Croatia, in this World Cup of attrition, to bow out on to the quarterfinals after penalties.
The man who hits that penalty, Ivan Rakitic, and welcome into Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. We're at 5555 Morningside Drive. This is in West University. This is the gorgeous Gale, which is the official home of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. During this World Cup, we have... a day of real contrast to yesterday. Yesterday, 10 goals. Today, 4. 2 matches that go to penalty kicks. And today, we get advancing both Russia and Croatia. They will meet now in a quarterfinal to go with yesterday's Uruguay-France. Tomorrow, it is Mexico, Brazil, Belgium, Japan. Call-in number right now. Anything to say on the World Cup, including these two matches today, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. We've got Houston Dynamo tickets to give away. I've got a beautiful soccer ball brought to us by Nike. My good friend Joe Ellsmore at Nike, so we'll be raffling that off today. We've got some mugs and some other goodies over here. So if you're out and about on the town, you're driving through West University, come on in and join us. We will have one very despondent Danish fan on the show today. Jan Christensen of Danish Inspirations. We'll get a little bit from him today. We'll hear from Naib Moran, formerly of ESPN FC. He's going to come on today to talk about the Mexico-Brazil matchup. And then we should have in a half hour one of the younger players on the Houston Dynamo. Eric Bird will join us. We'll get some World Cup thoughts from Eric. The Dynamo are in action on Tuesday against LAFC at BBVA Compass Stadium. It's very hard to get into anything other than the World Cup in the current moment and stage here. The gorgeous Gale was absolutely packed, and people going nuts on the penalties here today. We got some Croatian fans in the back with those beautiful checkerboard jerseys. They're leaving very happy here. It's been a great start to we've got 5 more live shows here, including this coming Thursday. Here at the Gorgeous Gale. Again, 713-780-3776 is the number to call in today. Disappointed? Are you disappointed that these games went to penalties today? Let's talk about this. Are you disappointed? Because this was a bit of a different day in this World Cup. We haven't had many days where teams were very cautious. We went into yesterday talking about, all right, would teams in the round of 16 all of a sudden become gripped with fear, would play more cautious, and we certainly saw that today from 4 teams. I don't think there's any question, and I would even include Spain there, because I don't think Spain was brave and cavalier enough to go after a very deep defending Russia today. So I'm going to say this was a very different day than it was yesterday. Yesterday we had 10 goals, we had very open play, we had teams that were willing to throw people into the attack, which led to mistakes and other things happening. So let's talk about it. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Again, we're at 5555 Morningside Drive. It is the gorgeous Gale. Going into this game, Russia and Spain, I'll start with that. There was questions about the Spanish defense, about David De Gea. Russia's saying they were going to exploit a high Spanish defensive line. That never really happened. I think the end of the day, the real story in this game was the fact that, you know, for me, Spain did not bring enough. And you can cry all you want and say Spain had the possession and everything. They did not do enough to create chances. Their tempo, I think, remained very flatlined and very similar throughout the match. I believe... there was not enough risk taken. I mean, if I saw Koke hit a lateral ball right or left 101 times, I would say I might be underestimating it. It might have been 105 times. Where was the courage to play forward and penetrating balls today from Spain? So I honestly don't feel that bad for Spain. They didn't have it in them. They couldn't do it. They couldn't break down a very deep defending Russia who, you know, for all intents and purposes, fought like animals and then end up winning it, obviously, in penalties. So penalties is a crapshoot. I think we know that. Yesterday it was France 4, Argentina 3, in direct contrast to games with penalties. 7 goals. We saw the emergence of a young star in Kylian Mbappe at 19 years of age, scoring 2 goals 5 minutes apart for France in the second half. We saw Pavard's wonderful slashing half volley. That was a wonderful goal to bring France back into it. Then we saw Uruguay with a 2-1 win over Portugal. They play what was nearly a perfect first 45 minutes in that game. Edinson Cavani doing a double in that game, getting both goals, including hitting that beautifully measured angled ball, then getting in the box on the end of a cross from Luis Suarez. Cavani apparently has a hamstring injury. I don't know. We'll try and see if we can get more information on Cavani and this hamstring injury, but I sure hope he does not miss the semifinals against Portugal. All right, let's go to the phone line. We'll start it off here. 713-780-3776. Let's go to Christian. What's on your mind, Christian?
Good late afternoon, Glenn Davis. How are you, sir?
Man, I thought I was watching every minute of the World Cup. I think you are, Christian. Every second.
Yes.
You're not missing a play.
Yes, as crazy enough, I have been watching every single minute of the World Cup, even the ones that you and Colby Jones commentated.
Well, why would that be crazy? Why, that's not crazy. If that's crazy, much of the United States and Houston is crazy because everybody's watching the World Cup.
Yeah, I know. I mean, to be honest, I don't think that up until next year when the Women's World Cup happens in France, we probably won't get this excited about soccer until after the MLS season ends. And speaking of, when it comes down to today's World Cup matches ending in shootouts, do you think that changed the perception about, you know, people thinking most soccer games are boring up until the final moments?
Well, it depends who you're talking to. If you're talking to a Danish fan, a Danish fan is going to tell you, hey, it was great. We pushed Croatia. We weren't expected to beat Croatia. We pushed them to the brink on penalty kicks. If you're talking to a Croatian fan, they don't care. They advanced. Sometimes you have a match in your journey and in this navigation of a World Cup. Now, if you're talking mainstream fan in the United States, mainstream fan loved, you know, somebody from another sport that's not a real soccer fan, they love the penalty kicks, I can tell you that. They didn't love maybe having to wait for them for 2 hours, but they love the penalty kicks. That I don't think is any question. But look, this was one day where I'm going to say soccer got very conservative in this World Cup. Up until now, it's been spectacular. There's been 30 goals scored in the 80th minute. And on in the group stages, there's been 20 scored in the 90th minute on into the stoppage time. So these are remarkable statistics. There's 2.5 goals per match being scored. So today was a day where we saw four teams that were very, very conservative. I don't think that's not telling the truth. That's what we saw. They were not willing to commit people into the attack. They didn't take a lot of risk, and that's how they decided to approach the game. I don't think we're going to see that tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. when Brazil takes on Mexico. I don't think that's not going to happen tomorrow morning.
Or later on that day when Belgium takes on Japan.
Right. It's against the nature of teams like Brazil, Mexico, Belgium to play like that. Different countries have to play different ways. They bridge the talent gap with collective deep defending. We've seen that. I think the days of just sitting back like Russia and getting out of a game like that, you have to be incredibly fortunate. And I also think it was the ineptness of Spain in that game as well. Because nowadays you can defend deep, but you have to have portions of the game where you elect to pressure a little bit higher. I thought Denmark actually was a better team in the second half. I thought they wrestled back a little bit of the midfield play. But again, it was two teams that could not punctuate what they were doing with anything in the final third. You know, there were maybe one or two moments that we got excited about, but in the end, it really didn't yield a lot in the final third of the field, and it ended up being one dramatic moment where Peter Schmeichel saves an exhausted penalty from Luka Modric.
I see. And one more question before I get off and before you go to other callers. With Croatia and Russia winning, do you see their chances of going to the round of four, the semifinals, getting any easier?
Well, they're going to play in the quarterfinals, so it's Croatia-Russia. It's Croatia-Russia, so, you know, the winner of that is going to be in the last four teams of the World Cup. That's hard to even fathom that Russia's got a game to play to get to the last four when a lot of people were predicting they weren't even going to get out of the group stages.
And as far as Croatia, many people didn't think that they were going to make it this far either, huh?
No, Croatia, after some of the group play, there were a lot more people jumping on that bandwagon. They've got a midfield that contains players from Real Madrid and Barcelona. You know, so Rakitic, Modric, these are world-class soccer players. Modric has had a great tournament. I don't think, you know, this was his best game from a creative standpoint. And I don't think it was Christian Eriksen's best game for Denmark either. So there you have it, Christian.
Right. Other than
my humble opinion.
Thanks for having me on as always. And I will talk to you on social media at Glenn Davis, SLC.
All right. You got it, Christian. Thank you very much. That's 713-780-3776. Almost forgot that number, Tyler Scott. How could that happen? 713-780-3776. I'm honored to have the legendary Tyler Scott next to me. He's moved on to greener pastures, but was the producer for quite a long time for Soccer Matters, which we appreciated his work. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776. Is this a World Cup now to you that has gotten a little bit less interesting due to the fact that Cristiano Ronaldo in Portugal and Lionel Messi in Argentina are out? Has it gotten a little bit different to you now? Look, networks, sponsors all want Ronaldo and Messi to be in it. They're all gone. Neymar's ability to now take the platform of this World Cup with Brazil begins in the morning against Mexico. Here's what Cristiano Ronaldo had to say recently after the exit of Portugal. He said, "I'm happy. I'm leaving here content because things went pretty well in general. We're going out with heads held high, and the Portugal team will continue to win things." To my mind, this is still Ronaldo speaking, Portugal played better than Uruguay. Well, I would say that's debatable. Second half, maybe. We had chances, but that is football for you. The team that scores more goals wins. No kidding. Which is why Uruguay are celebrating. Cristiano Ronaldo would be 37 in Qatar for the next World Cup in whatever the future might bring to him. But, you know, he started the tournament off with a bang against Spain with the hat trick. Scored off the free kick to draw level in that game late. Scored off a penalty kick. And then, he hit one that David De Gea made a mess of. But that was Ronaldo speaking on Portugal. So does it bother you now that Messi and Ronaldo aren't in? Or does it make it a more interesting World Cup? Is it kind of interesting that the giants have been eliminated, like Argentina and Germany, and we could potentially get a first-time World Cup winner? That's what I would love to see. I'd love to see a Belgium. I was going to say Croatia, but I want to see Croatia produce a little bit more from the attacking side of soccer. 713-780-3776 is the number, 713-780-3776. We remind you, we are at the Gorgeous Gale, 5555 Morningside Drive. Let's take some more calls, 713-780-3776. And by the way, it is not too late to get Tranquility Home Systems out and my friend Jesse. Get you hooked up. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the latest 4K video technology. You can call Jesse. This is his personal phone number, 281-506-7822. www.ths3inc.com. They do lighting design, motorized shades, but he'll get your home theater set up, and you can get it set up before the World Cup final. Jesse, 281-506-7822, THS3Inc.com. We'll take a break. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Give us a call, 713-780-3776.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the gorgeous Gale in Rice Village. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to the Gorgeous Gale. 55-55 Morningside Drive. It was packed in here today for the World Cup. And again, reminding us here in the city of Houston how many great soccer fans we have. From all over the world, quite frankly. 713-780-3776. So if you're out and about on the town, you're driving around, pull into the Gorgeous Gale. We're raffling off tickets to various professional games. We got a beautiful Nike soccer ball, courtesy of my buddy Joe Ellsmore. These are the ones we give out at Texas Children's Hospital to the patients. 713-780-3776. Are you upset that Messi and Ronaldo have been eliminated from the World Cup? Are you into shootouts and penalties? Did you enjoy that today, or did you see today as a very cautious day in the World Cup like I did? That's what I saw. Andreas Iniesta has retired from Spain, so he made that official right after the game. On Facebook, Van Williams, by the way, round of applause for Andreas Iniesta, right? Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Thank you. That was a good call from that young man over there. 713-780-3776. Facebook Soccer Matters, Van Williams says, quote, "I love shootouts." I'm assuming he means penalties. If that's the Van Williams I know, I think that's what he means. All right, that's envisioned, Van Williams. 713-780-3776. Let's go to the phone lines. I think it's Edwin. Edwin.
Hi, how's it going?
Edward, how are you?
Good. I just wanted to talk about or ask you about tomorrow's game and if you give Mexico any shot to win.
Of course I do. I'll tell you why I give Mexico a shot to win. Now, World Cup history will tell you that Mexico has never beaten Brazil in a World Cup, I believe, maybe four or five meetings. Mexico will go into this with the opportunity of a lifetime as a soccer-playing nation. Can you imagine if tomorrow, after that game, you're saying you eliminated both Germany and Brazil? Mexico always lives up to it against Brazil, in my opinion, for the most part. They just don't get a result. But they live up to it.
Yeah.
I believe they're going to live up to it tomorrow because it will be more of an open game. That's why I think Mexico against Sweden is a little bit more difficult for them. A deep defending physical team is not what Mexico likes. There will be space for Mexico to attack. There will be moments when, if they can recognize opportunities when Brazil's team shape is a little bit off, and if they see those moments quickly, like a beach ball, if they really see them and hit the right first pass, they can be off and running just like they were against Brazil and hit them on the counterattack. Those moments will be there for them. Now, that said, they're going to have moments where they're pretty compact and defend well as a team. But I don't think there's any question that this is an incredible opportunity for Mexico tomorrow. They have to respond against the beatdown after Sweden. And they should be at this moment still sending thank you postcards to South Korea, quite frankly, because nobody ever expected those results. But Mexico took heavy criticism after the Swedish lost. And as much as this is about Neymar grabbing the mantle here, I would go to Philip Coutinho as really my player for Brazil right now that's probably not getting enough credit just because of the whole Neymar overshadowing. Coutinho's got two goals and an assist out of the five that Mexico has scored. So you were going to say something.
Especially with Marcelo out he's not going to start tomorrow's game. I think that opens up a little bit of, the width that Mexico likes to play with. But we'll see. I think I know it's going to be a tough matchup, and as a Mexican fan, we always have of the quinto partido, but I have hope.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I think Marcelo, they say, is going to be on the bench. But then what do you do with Willian, Paulinho, Coutinho, Neymar? Gabriel Jesus. I mean, it's just an unbelievable assortment of talent. But I'm gonna sit here right now and say Mexico's going to live up tomorrow. They're going to compete against Brazil. I'm not going to say that they're going to get a result, but I'm going to say Mexico's going to shine proudly tomorrow against Brazil.
Okay.
Yeah, by the way, Chicharito. Thank you very much, Edward. By the way, Chicharito has one shot on goal, and that was a goal he scored against Korea. One shot on goal. So, Mexico, service your penalty area predator. You're going to need to do that. 713-780-3776. Any other callers? 713-780-3776. I bring in now from Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture. He's sad. We've had to walk him back off the ledge today. He's got on his Denmark jersey. He is Jan Christensen. Jan, it was a big day for the Danes, and you know, it was an assemblage of 70 Danish people watching the game together. I didn't realize we had that many Danes in Houston.
Well, actually, we got a lot of Danish inspiration in Denmark.
Yes,
in Houston.
We have a lot of Danish inspiration.
And
for sure.
It's been a high blood pressure day, we've seen some soccer that was quite contrary to what we saw yesterday. We saw teams lying deep and teams not creating like France and Uruguay did yesterday. But you know, I think Denmark came out of the game with a hit high, because I think actually in the second half we were at least just as good as Croatia, and we just need a really goal scorer. I think that's what we need for the real goal scorer.
Rough day for the two playmakers teams, Christian Eriksen, and then also for Luka Modric as well.
Christian Eriksen had a bad day. He actually only made one or two good passes, and then, as you said, when we took the penalty kick, his day is going to be ruined if he misses his penalty kick, and it was definitely ruined. But you know, penalty kicks is always a gamble, and it's just a coin toss. So I believe that we came out with our heads high, and
absolutely.
I now is gonna go with another deep team, Sweden, you know, and see how far they can go, you know, because Denmark is out, but I really believe Croatia could beat Russia, but in this World Cup, anybody can beat anybody, so it's hard to predict right now what's going to happen. But I predict a semifinal between Croatia and England. That's my prediction. I'm going out on a limb here.
Hey, my Colombian friends in Houston are not going to like you. Colombian fans, did you just hear that? You just heard a Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture saying that England is going to knock Colombia out. So I'm expecting a phone call from some of the Colombian Los Cafeteros. Come on. Make the phone call right now. You're not going to stand for that. I know you're driving in your car right now. 713-780-3776. Yeah, and before I let you go, tell us what you got going on at Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, because, by the way, when I'm not here at the Gorgeous Gale at 5555 Morningside, I'm on my beautiful Danish Inspirations. This couch, I swear, is like the size of a small yacht. I can stretch out on this thing. Describe my couch.
It's because a beautiful
reclinable.
Pull the back and make them another 4 feet longer. And it's a great couch, and it looks great in your room, I must say. It looks great.
It's ultra-contemporary, too. I mean,
very
sometimes you think, okay, you got these module couches.
That's right.
No. This thing is sleek. It's clean.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful thing. My dog actually gets more use out of it than I do.
I noticed that, yeah. Good. And right now, you know, we have, of course, our big summer sale going on, but we also have a World Cup competition where you come in and you answer three questions about the World Cup and you enter to win a $3,000 gift certificate. And you know, the odds are a lot better than the Texas Lottery, because we'll probably have 100 people or so entering, and you know, this.
Can I drop my name in that hat?
No, I'm not allowed. No, you're an insider.
That's true.
But we'll have the drawing right after the World Cup final, and we'll announce that on Facebook and everything. So follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and you know, follow
DanishInspirations.com.
And go to DanishInspiration.com. Thank you.
Yes.
And, of course, I don't want – Glenn talked about earlier being discouraged that some of the big teams are out. But, you know, this is the game of soccer. It's a beautiful game. And no matter what, don't stop watching, because a few of the great players are out. We'll have new players coming out now. So listen to Soccer Matters. Listen to Soccer Matters every week. Okay, Glenn? Thanks a lot.
No, you're not leaving without – give us the goal call. Come on. Right. On the count of five. One, two, three, four, five.
Denmark, goal!
That is
all right. right.
Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, Jan Christensen. Thank you very much, Jan, for your support of soccer. All right, let's get to the phone lines. Andy wants to talk Mexico, Brazil. What's on your mind, Andy?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just wanted to comment tomorrow. I think Marcelo not playing is like, good and the bad. The good is that Marcelo has best left fullback in the world, likes to attack, likes to make crosses. I think the bad thing is, though, his replacement, Luis, from Atletico Madrid, I think he's going to sit back a little more, which means that I think the Mexicans have less of a chance to counterattack because he's going to tend to not go forward as much as Marcelo does. So it's kind of yin and yang thing. I think having said that, the Brazilians just have too much talent going forward.
I love that you're bringing this point up because there's a yin and yang to that. Because if Mexico is going to try to counterattack, you have to have space to counterattack in. And Marcelo had 131 touches on the ball against Costa Rica. So that reminds you how vital he is to starting the attack for that team, right? And getting into the attack. In fact, he plays in the middle third of the field and the attacking third of the field more than he does in the defending third of the field. So much goes through him. Now, on the other hand, you mentioned, his replacement will be probably more of a stay-at-home defender, certainly more than Marcelo. So, he'll be there to contend with the counterattack, and they may not lose their shape quite as much. But who knows which way it's going to go. But I think the circle is around Marcelo. A lot of people are talking about that. And I do think that's an area to really watch tomorrow. Mexico's got to make a change at the back because there's no Hector Moreno. I believe that's Ayala that's going to come in. Do we continue, obviously, with Guardado and Herrera? Chucky Lozano's got to come up big in this. Vela, Layún, Chicharito needs more chances created for him. And if you're Mexico, you're going to hope as L3, that they may come on the counterattack at times and breaking out, because we know Mexico can break out.
Yep. And then on your question about whether we like penalty kicks or not, love penalty kicks finishing up, but I hate the extra time, because by the time you get the extra time, these guys, their legs are so heavy. It's the most, I think, boring 30 minutes of football. I mean, by the time they get there, they just want to get to the penalty kicks. I mean, that's the problem with the extra time. Is just they're just too damn tired to try anything, and they're too scared to take chances. Therefore, it's try to get to the penalty kicks. That's the only problem, I think, with the extra time. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, much appreciated. Thank you very much, Andy. 713-780-3776. Who's got a comment on the comments? We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with one of the younger talents of the Houston Dynamo. His name is Eric Byrd. He was a very talented college player at the University of Virginia. We've had him on the show once before, and he's one of the guys that does love talking soccer today. So we'll come back. We'll talk some World Cup with Houston Dynamo Eric Byrd. When we come back, we'll continue to take your phone calls at 713-780-3776. A very different day today in the World Cup. A day of very, very conservative soccer. Not quite like yesterday where there were 10 goals scored. Today, only 4. Two matches that go to penalty kicks. Let's hope the norm is 2 days ago and not today. We'll take a quick break. As we go to break, I just want to remind you about Bud Light. The World Cup's here. The games are being played during working hours. So tomorrow, the Mexico game's during working hours. Now, this commercial read is perfect for you. There is only one thing is going to help us survive the catastrophe of the 9 a.m. game tomorrow during work hours. It's our friends. So here's the plan. With them, it's easier to sneak away from your boss, make up excuses, and extend your lunch break or your morning coffee break to 90-something minutes. So here's to the friend you can always count on, Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the 2018 World Cup Games and proud sponsor of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We'll take a Bud Light break with that.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the gorgeous Gale in Rice Village, this is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital, Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Our thanks to the Texas Children's Hospital, amazing place here in Houston that works in so many big capacities here. Texas Children's Hospital and Cancer and Hematology Center. It's the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. Over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 labs. It's a huge part of the medical center. 200 active clinical trials currently being dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. So for more than 60 years, Texas Children's Hospital has pioneered many of the now standard protocols for treating and curing childhood cancer. So a big thank you to Texas Children's Hospital. I'm going to get this moving right now. We're going to get to Eric Bird, one of the Houston Dynamo midfielders, called up from the Rio Grande Valley. Eric, thank you very much for coming on. How are you?
I'm doing well, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always a pleasure. I enjoyed having you on the last time. So thinking about you, I'm saying this is a guy that's not missing much of the World Cup. So how about just some general Eric Bird impressions on the 2018 World Cup so far?
Well, I think it's definitely met all and exceeded all expectations thus far. When you look at soccer as a game and, you know, how it is around the world, everyone's, you know, such a big fan of it. It's the biggest sport in the world. And, you know, the tournament's lived up to its billing, and there's been nothing but nonstop late drama and excitement, and I just think it's been great so far.
Are you disappointed that Cristiano Ronaldo in Portugal and Lionel Messi in Argentina have been eliminated?
Yeah, disappointed. I always love to watch those guys play. I mean, I think they're both just in a different class by themselves, just in terms of the production and just their whole aura that they bring with them. But it's cool because it gives another team and another player a chance to step up on a big stage, and, you know, maybe the next one can come along.
Like maybe Mbappe of France, who produced those two goals in 5 minutes yesterday. So when you look at that guy and you say he's 19 years old, isn't that kind of hard to fathom?
It's incredible. It's incredible what he's doing. He's such a special player, and to rise to the occasion like he has and to be so young, it really is incredible to think about.
He's Eric Bird. You can call in. You can talk to us, 713-780-3776. Houston Dynamo back in action on Tuesday against LAFC. You can get tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. So Major League Soccer is rolling again. World Cup is in the round of 16. What's it like as a player now training? You know, you guys going into training, and your practices are, for the most part, they're closed. Nobody's really allowed to watch them. But when you guys are in training, are you all talking about the World Cup much? Do you sense the World Cup around you, or is it really all focused on MLS right now?
We're definitely focused on what we're doing, our job at hand, but there is definitely some buzz around. There's some friendly banter going on. There's players on our team from nations that are at the World Cup, and you know, so everyone's having, you know, fun, obviously. Columbia with Wilmer and Mauro, they're supporting their country. Thomas Martinez from Argentina, Philippe with Switzerland, Adam Lundqvist with Sweden. It's a really colorful environment, and so I'm sure all those guys have some funny banter going on, and especially with knockout stages coming up, or now that they're underway, it's raised up a level.
Hey, by the way, how is Tomas Martinez? What was his reaction like after Argentina's elimination?
Tommy, we don't see Tommy because he has to watch the games by himself. He's too much of a nervous wreck, I think. I'm sure he's not doing too well after that.
Yeah, it was rough. It was a tough World Cup for Argentina. I don't think there's any question. Do you talk to the guys on your team that have been to the World Cup? Because if you look at the Dynamo, there's a ton of people that have played in World Cups. DeMarcus Beasley in four of them. Felipe Senderos in three. Boniac Garcia has played in World Cups. Wilmer Cabrera, the manager, has played in World Cups. What do they say? Have you asked them about World Cups and what it's like? Or is there not really that much of that type of conversation?
Sometimes they'll share with us their experiences. And obviously it's just an incredible experience, and the amount of pressure on them, you just can't really imagine. One story that sticks out to me was actually in the qualifying for the World Cup. Philippe was sharing with me his memories of a game he played in Turkey, and I think that they had to go there and win or advance on goal differential or get a draw at least.
and just the chaos that ensued. They were able to get the result, but the chaos that ensued afterwards with a huge brawl. I think it's a pretty famous game. He was 19 at the time, and he just said that, like, everybody, just their whole world revolves around this tournament. And so the stakes are raised, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, Houston's been responding. I mean, the bars have been packed. I don't think any question we knew that was going to happen. But there's all kinds of watch parties today. There was one with a tire, probably 70, 80, 90 people from Denmark, all in red Denmark jerseys. It's quite fantastic. One thing I wanted to ask you about is, obviously, tomorrow Mexico takes on Brazil. It's a huge, huge game. Are you, based on the time now, you guys training in the evening, you're able to watch all these games, right? So it's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I don't know if that was pre-planned or it just happened to work out, but either way, we're not complaining. It's fantastic to watch the World Cup, and it's so fun.
Mexico against Brazil. Now, I was talking earlier, and we've taken a few phone calls, that Mexico always seems to live up to it against Brazil. They live up to the competition from an effort standpoint and the type of soccer they produce. They don't always get the results, obviously, but how do you see Mexico and Brazil tomorrow?
I think it's going to be a really tight game. I think it's going to be tighter than some people might think. Obviously, Brazil has a lot of firepower going forward, but Mexico is, like you said, they play up to the competition, and they've got some really quality players, guys that can change the game. And, you know, as games have showed in this tournament, that's all you really need is one or two game changers. And as long as you're organized and you can, you know, keep a clean sheet or not allow too many goals, then any team can get through to the next round.
All right. Your favorite player that you've watched in this World Cup up to this point?
I think Luka Modric has been my favorite player. I know he didn't have the best game today. I think he would tell you that himself, but I just think he's just incredible. He's someone that plays a similar position to me. He's very cerebral. He's very, very smart. Great first touch, great technique. He can get forward. He works his butt off, and, you know, he does everything for his teammates. And I just think that he's an incredible player. I really like watching him play.
Eric, thank you very much. I kind of figured you were going to go towards a midfielder, and you did, and that was a pretty darn good choice. So, listen, thank you very much. Best of luck against LAFC on Tuesday when the Dynamo are back in action, and thank you for taking the time to come on the program.
Of course, anytime. Thank you for having me again, Glenn. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll do it again sometime. That's Eric Bird of the Houston Dynamo, midfielder, was down at Rio Grande Valley. The Dynamo signed him to a full contract. He came up, played at the University of Virginia, and was one of the top players in the ACC. Again, the Dynamo in action on Tuesday against LAFC, HoustonDynamo.com. We're at 5555 Morningside Drive. This is the Gorgeous Gale. It is the official Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 headquarters. This is live show number 2 of 7. We'll be back here on Thursday night again. So get ready to come out here again on Thursday night. We're going to have some special guests coming in and a couple of other things going on. So that will be Thursday from 7 to 9 Central. All right, let's take a break here. More to come on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. It was a big day in the World Cup. Teams advancing, including Croatia and Russia. They will square off in the quarterfinals. Uruguay and France already there. Big day tomorrow with Mexico and Brazil. Belgium, Japan. Let's start getting your thoughts on Mexico, Brazil, Belgium, Japan. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Gorgeous Gale in Rice Village, this is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, 5555 Morningside Drive. This is the Gorgeous Gale. Big day of World Cup watching here. It started at 9 a.m. this morning, and both games going extra time. So people saw another 60 minutes of probably pretty cautious soccer. And then it was on to penalty kicks in both, and certainly the drama of penalty kicks. Are penalty kicks an indication that today that teams were very conservative? Yeah, I would say so. There were moments here or there, but, you know, even when teams penetrated, they didn't seem to commit that many forward into the attack. They kept a block of six or seven players back defensively throughout the day. That's everybody except Spain. I think we have to tip our cap to one of the legendary players of all time, Andres Iniesta, announcing his retirement after Spain was eliminated from the World Cup. So, Spanish fans, where are you? Was this team overhyped? In many ways, maybe like, you know, Argentina? Spain or Argentina? Whose exit is more surprising to you? This is a team with David De Gea, Jordi Alba, Sergio Ramos, Gerard Pique, Nacho, Koke, Sergio Busquets, Asensio, Isco, David Silva, Diego Costa. Was Diego Costa a nightmare today for Spanish fans? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Today going out to Russia, who played with a 38-year-old center back, Ignashevic, who hit his penalty with ultimate calm and composure against Spain. It was Russia over Spain, 4-3 on penalty kicks. 1-1 after 90 minutes. An own goal that Spain scored. I never thought that Spain put it into overdrive in the first half to get a second goal. And as many people mentioned before the game, the longer you allowed Russia to hang into this, the more that self-belief began to gather, possibility began to gather. Fans got behind them and began to lift them. They had something to play for. Entire country. Can you imagine what Russia is like right now if you just stop for a second and think about it? My friends that are over there doing commentary, I've gotten some text messages, and they say Russia's absolutely going crazy in Moscow, where some of them are. So pretty remarkable. 713-780-3776. Who's the bigger disappointment? Is it enjoy your coffee. Enjoy your coffee in that mug. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. Biggest disappointment, is it Argentina or Spain? And I got to throw Germany in there as well. Who's the biggest disappointment to you? 713-780-3776 is the number to call in right now. So again, tomorrow, Mexico, Brazil. We're going to talk to Naib Moran. Going to begin to break down Mexico and Brazil. How big of a loss is Marcelo going to be in this? How big of a loss will Marcelo be in the left-back position? Not expected to start. That's what's being told. He will be on the bench for Brazil, apparently. 713-780-3776 is the number. Spain was incredibly disappointing here today. Tempo of the way the ball was being moved, it didn't seem to get off people's feet very quickly. It was very methodical. A lot of very straight, flat, lateral passes. Tons of those. They had over 1,000 passes put together. I think 1,200 passes to 200 and something for Russia, which shows you how much of the ball they had, but did they create a lot of chances? Spain, 1,029 passes to Russia's 202. It's kind of a pretty bizarre stat to think about. Mexico and Brazil meet for the fifth time at the World Cup. Mexico has never beaten Brazil in a World Cup. Javier Chicharito Hernandez got his fourth World Cup goal. He's now tied with Luis Hernandez, El Matador, as Mexico's all-time World Cup leading scorer. He also became the third player to score in three different World Cups. So this is the third World Cup Chicharito has scored in. That said, Chicharito has only one shot on goal in 270 minutes. That came against South Korea, and that was his goal. So there is a question as to how to get more out of Chicharito, and that's obviously with width and penetration and his movement and mobility in a penalty area. Andres Guardado won his 150th cap for Mexico, just the second Mexican player to achieve that after Claudio Suarez. Mexico continue to do it. They progress from the group stage, but can they advance from the round of 16? This is where it gets a bit dicey for Mexico. Plus, they're coming off a 3-0 loss to Sweden. And I'd love for Mexican fans to tell me, what happened against Sweden? Is it simply the matchup? Is it simply the strength and power of Sweden, the deep defensive blocks, a struggle against the European team? And does that make it more favorable for Mexico to be playing a Brazil as opposed to a Sweden? Who would you prefer to have, Brazil or Sweden? Case of Mexico, it may be Brazil. 713-780-3776. So we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back with more. I think we'll bring Naib Moran on here, and we'll talk a little bit of Mexico and Brazil tomorrow, and we'll try to break this down. We'll take your phone calls at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Mexico's not in a great place right now. They're getting a lot of criticism. But I would say flip that and say what an incredible opportunity tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Central Time for Mexico against Brazil. What will the lineup be for Mexico? Ochoa, Gallardo, Salcedo, Ayala, Alvarez, Guardado, Herrera, Lozano, Vela, Miguel Layun, Chicharito Hernandez, Chucky Lozano. How important is the first goal as well against Brazil? We'll take a break here. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We roll on from the gorgeous Gale. 55-55 Morningside Drive is the place. Give us a call. Give us your take on this World Cup at 713-780-3776. We'll take a Bud Light break.